unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. At sunset on the second Saturday of every August, it's a tradition to light candles in memory of those who have died of spinal muscular atrophy, and to honor those currently living with the disease. Cure SMA says the candle lighting ritual, which this year falls on Saturday, August 11th, is only one way to spread the word during SMA Awareness Month. Others include attending an awareness day with a local major or minor league baseball team, requesting a proclamation from state or local government, hosting an awareness-themed fundraiser, contacting local media or celebrities, and participating in social media awareness efforts. Upcoming baseball games with an SMA Awareness Month theme will be sponsored August 19th by the Chicago White Sox at Guaranteed Rate Field, August 20th by the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park, August 24th by the Arizona Diamondbacks at Chase Field in Phoenix, August 26th by the New Hampshire Fisher Cats in Manchester, and August 26th by the Tampa Bay Rays at St. Petersburg Tropicana Field. SMA, the leading genetic cause of death in infants, affects the motor nerve cells in the spinal cord, robbing patients of the ability to walk, eat, or breathe. About 1 in 11,000 babies born with SMA. Nearly 8 million Americans are genetic carriers. Cure SMA had a major breakthrough in December 2016 when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Spinraza, manufactured by Biogen. The FDA approved Spinraza without restrictions, and insurance generally covers 90% of cases for types 1, 2, and 3. Cure SMA now represents about 7,000 of the nation's estimated 10,000 SMA patients, according to a recent speech by its president and CEO, Kenneth Hobby. The Chicago-based nonprofit, founded in 1984, operates on an annual budget of $11 million. Hobby said it has spent $70 million to date on research, and some 4,000 families benefit from its services. Each year, the organization asks supporters to submit their SMA Awareness Month photos to its Facebook page. The group can also be tagged on Twitter and Instagram using the CureSMA hashtag. Alternatively, photos may be emailed to stories@curesma.org with SMA Community Album in the subject line. For more information, visit CureSMA's events calendar, download an awareness and advocacy kit, including key information about SMA that can be useful when composing a blog post or sponsor request letter, or request a medical professional awareness kit to share with primary care providers, neurologists, nurses, or therapists. In Australia, where the government recently authorized insurance coverage for Spinraza for people under 18, Melbourne-based SMA Australia will host its inaugural SMA 24-hour challenge on August 30th. The organization supports people living with SMA through its Cough Assist and well-being programs, as well as through palliative care. Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum Director Michael Morale.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Michael Morale, and welcome to my weekly flash briefing for SMA News Today. In this week's flash briefing, I'm going to be discussing how all of us can make our tomorrow better by what we do today. Before I begin, everyone listening to this flash briefing needs to fully understand that I do not hold a degree in psychology or psychotherapy from a prestigious Ivy League college. I'm your average 53-year-old, beer-bellied, not-so-good-looking guy who, by the way, has already lost the majority of his hair on the top of his head. But the lessons that I've learned in life, I think, are important enough to pass along because I feel that the advice that I'm about to give you may actually end up helping. Okay, so let's get started. We're all guilty of having bad days, including yours truly. But have you ever had one of those days where you just wanted to crawl back into bed, go to sleep, and wake up to realize that you were just having a bad dream? Have you ever wanted to take those few bad days that you experienced and return them to the store for a full refund? Well, unfortunately, we as humans are not allowed to do this. Trust me, if this were possible, I would have already done it. The problems with having a bad day, or a string of bad days, is that no matter how hard you try not to have them, they are just as predictable as death and taxes. No matter who you are, We are all destined to have a bad day every now and then. One bad day can infiltrate and manifest itself into a life of its own. This one bad day can easily become two or three. And if this happens, you can easily find yourself ruining the entire 7 days of the week. While I try to keep a smile on my face, and I try to maintain a positive attitude, I'm finding that it's very easy to let a minor setback or a minuscule problem take birth and turn into a major issue. I've been in a wheelchair all of my life, and while I was growing up, my parents never allowed me to use my wheelchair as an excuse for anything. They demanded just as much from me as they did from anybody else. Never giving up and never using excuses for the failures in my life taught me that some of life's hardships were much more cruel and inhumane than just being in a wheelchair. If you don't believe me, walk around your local shopping mall or go to a public area and watch others as they pass by you. You'll be surprised at how quickly you'll notice other people's problems. You may think that you have it bad. Then, as you become more aware of the problems that others are having to deal with, you'll quickly see that your life is not as screwed up or messed up as you once thought. If you find yourself having a bad day, allow it to happen. We, as human beings, are going to have bad days, and if we just accept the fact that having a bad day is part of life, we can then take control and actually do something about it. Working hard today so that we can make tomorrow even better is a task that is achievable for everybody. No one controls our destiny but ourselves. While others may help you get to a certain destination in your life, you need to remember that you are the one in charge of whether or not your journey is going to be considered a success or a failure. You also need to remember that if you fail at a particular task, you have not lost the battle. Failure is inevitable in all of our lives. Nobody is perfect, and nobody will succeed at everything that they do. What happened in the past is in the past. You cannot, no matter how hard you try, change what happened yesterday or the day before. You can, however, change your today to determine your tomorrow. There's an old adage that states that you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. The same can be said about your attitude. A positive attitude will have a better chance at success than an attitude of defeat or failure. I hope you enjoyed this week's Flash Briefing. We at SMA News Today hope everyone is having a fantastic day. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Be sure to visit SMA News Today for the latest daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.